episode 2830, How is God Using Your Fingerprint?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to get your heart and mind with what God has in store for your week ahead, your life ahead. He created you on purpose for His purpose. So my question to you today is, how is God using your fingerprint? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, God gave you a fingerprint that no one else has, so you can leave an imprint that no one else can. How is God using your fingerprint to impact the world? My friend, what you do matters. You matter. Now, you can pretend not to acknowledge it, but if you dig down deep, you know the depth of what God has bestowed upon you. He chose you and created a unique identity for you with a fingerprint. When you think about that not only does He know the hairs on my head, He can count them, but He gave me a fingerprint, an identity. He gave me a purpose. Yet sometimes it's easy to take for granted what you have. We just go about our everyday doing whatever. You know, if you have come through a season of hardship, you know what it's like to get on your knees daily and pray for divine intervention. You're like, Lord, help me. You're crying out all the time, maybe 100 times a day. Now, obviously, you're not keeping track of it, but you know that without Him, you're not going to make it through. But when life is going pretty well, how often do you get on your knees? When you're not in survival mode, grasping for the heavenly 911 answer, you don't feel like you have to show up and ask for help, therefore leading you not to rely on God to do the work in your life. Instead, you work for your own accomplishments and not that of God's heavenly designed achievements here on earth. Now, this is not done to spite God. I know that, right? We do it because we just get all caught up. We don't want to cut Him out, but we tend to. It comes from our sinful nature, wearing that badge of honor called busyness. We don't slow down. We're too distracted. Right now, it's raining outside. And believe it or not, I'm sitting in my sunroom, which I call our lanai. It's beautiful. It's completely covered, but I can hear the rain outside. It's sealed from the element, but it's not a solid window. It allows for air to pass through a little bit. And so my initial thought was, I don't believe I'm actually trying to record this message. But then I'm thinking as I hear a little bit of rumble of thunder as I'm speaking to you, God's always there. He wants us to know that He's always present. He wants to be a part of your everyday through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so what happens when we're caught up in our own crap, our own stuff, what we want to do, what we want to achieve, chasing after those accolades, that career advancement? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But how often do you stop and say, Lord, am I supposed to go down this direction? And wait for His answer, leaning in. Because when we are wearing that badge of honor called busyness, what happens? We let the day get away, and so therefore we have nothing to say. Nothing to say to God. How is God using your fingerprint? You know, I have been amazed at what God is doing in my life. I can't say it's an easy road. It's been ups and downs and all arounds. There's still some things that are questionable, and not in a bad sense, but it's just we're going to have to make a lot of decisions. And there's been things that have been placed in my lap that truly, I don't know. I'm like, well, where did this come from? But I can say this, that it's a journey that is more adventurous with a hint of peace throughout. I can't explain it, except only God. Only God. As I reflect on where God is leading me and how he's taking me on this whirlwind of a tour called life, I want to remind you not to leave God on the sidelines. You know how much I love football, but I love God 1,000 times more, an eternity more than what I love football. But I think about, you know, in the season that we're in, and, you know, when you love football, you're kind of all in. And I was watching some stuff yesterday morning on football and listening to some of the stories. The stories that come out because of football is where God makes a difference. It's not the ball on the field. It's who's in the heart of the players on the field. Are you allowing God to be in your heart on the field of life? Are you letting him play in your game, in your tour called life? You got to make time for him. Whether you are needing the 911 and you're, God, you know, you take this. I don't know what to do with this. Or maybe everything's going your way. But as you know, there are ebbs and flows. You are on a roller coaster, and there can be a high point, yet immediately following there could be a low point. You can be having the time of your life, but don't forget God. You can be living out your most challenging time, but don't forget God. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." God's got the plans. He's got everything that you need. He's got the blueprint to you. He has your fingerprint. But are you willing to allow your creator to come in and be a part of your life? Are you willing? Do you have that heart of, Lord, come on, be my coach. I'm tired of just looking at the ball. I want to be a part of your kingdom work. I want my career to reflect you. I want my family to be a reflection of your love for us. I want my outreach in my community where I volunteer. When I go and help a stranger, how I open up a door, I want all of it to reflect you. God's got the plans. He knows where you're headed because he's got his fingerprint on you, of which he gave you. Seek him. Ask. Seek and knock. And when you do so, do it with all your heart. You see, God desires to be a part of your everyday. He wants to walk with you in the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the midst of all of it, he wants to use your fingerprint. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, created on purpose for God's purpose. So open your eyes and be watchful of where God is leading you. For every step you take, you leave an imprint. So go master today so you can impact tomorrow. You are a living legacy. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.